Hey there.
You're out later then.
I mean, it can be dangerous to be out this late. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's me.
Your friendly neighborhood rabbit girl. Keeping your neighborhood safe. Whoa. Calm down. One word at a time. It's okay, I know. I mean, I can see you're a fan. I get that reaction a lot. No need to apologize. Oh? Well, yeah? You aren't exaggerating. I could lift you up easily. Wanna see? I know you would. Look at you. I could add you to my waist for my workout routine. You'd like me to bench press you, wouldn't you? I mean, here, I'll put you down. Is there anything else you wanna know? I love to talk to my fans. Are you blushing? What is it? You wanna touch my ears? Well, of course you can. Go ahead and rub them. They're super soft. Ah, that feels really good. Just rub them up and down. Like that. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Nothing. Hey, you wanna feel my muscles? Sure, I don't mind. Here, feel my bicep. Yeah, I know I have really defined muscles. Here, I'll even flex for you. Hard as iron, right? But here, when I relax, they're still nice and firm, aren't they? And my skin, so smooth and soft. And, oh, you need to get home? Thought we were having good conversation, though. It's not every day you get to meet your hero. Actually, do you want to hang out at my place? Wait, no, don't go. I mean, do you want to feel my abs? Wait, come on. I mean, I'm really fun to hang out with, I promise. The least I can do is walk you home. It really isn't safe at night to walk alone. I can protect you. Anyways, we can get to know each other better on the way. I'm sure you'd like that. No, wait. Don't. Is it because I'm intimidating? I don't mean to scare you. I promise I'm really nice once you get to know me. So come on, let's walk together. Why not? Why not get to know me instead of going back alone? At least then you'd have something to think about tomorrow at your boring job. I'm your hero, and you're acting like you can't get away from me fast enough. You even have a body pillow with me. Why are you in such a rush to get back to that when you can talk to the real fucking deal? I mean, hey, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you backing away from me? It was a lucky guess, I swear. Why am I talking to you? I mean, I just like to keep up with my fans. I saw you at the superhero convention a few weeks ago, and, fuck, I'm so horny. What? I didn't say. Oh God. Fuck, I can't take this anymore. You're coming with me. You can't run from me. Nobody can. You're lucky I'm so distracted, or I would have caught you instantly. But now you have nowhere to run. This alley is a dead end. I guess I might as well tell you.
I need you. When I saw you at the convention a few weeks ago, I don't know what it was, but something about you just drove me wild. Fucking wild. It's something I've heard with people like me, where our bodies can sense a perfect mate, and it causes us to go into heat. He saw me get up in the middle of that stupid fucking panel. I had to go to the bathroom and needed to come so badly after meeting you. Afterwards, I knew I had to find you. I tracked you down by bribing the event organizer. I found out how bad it was then. It made me stronger, more agile, faster and more virile. That pervert, he wanted me to fuck him for it, and God, I did. I fucked him so hard that he'll never walk again. And I thought about you the whole fucking time. Why are you backing up? There's nowhere to go. I tracked you down to your house, and I watched you every day I could. I even missed a few crimes for it. I stood outside your house, watching you eat, watching you relax, watching you shower, and watching you sleep. When you were at work, I went through your home. I learned who you were, and I learned that you had such a crush on me. Oh God, I came so many times after that. I even hid under your bed a few times while you slept, and I just had to be close to you. I thought it would be enough to just watch you and masturbate to you, but it wasn't. Nothing truly satisfied me. That's what I need you for. You're out of room to back up. Just come with me. I'm your hero, remember? No! Did you really think you could just duck off to the side like that? Even in this state, you're still trapped in this alley with a person with the best reflexes on this planet. Remember? No, don't speak. You're not going to worm your way out of this. Not after what I saw at your place. You fantasize about me all day. Don't try and deny it. I can see it in your eyes. We are destined to be together. You will be my mate. God, this is driving me insane. I can't live like this. Not when I have to come 4 times a day just to be able to concentrate. And this power I'm feeling now, I need to be able to use it. I could do anything I want if I was in control. I could rule the world. Nobody will be able to stop me, or even challenge me, least of all, you. I'm already the strongest, the fastest, the most agile, the most attractive. This miserable city would benefit from being under my rule. I'm practically the only reason that there is law and order. Once I'm in control, the things I could achieve are incredible. And the children we'll have, they'll be so strong. We'll have hundreds, no, thousands of children. Nobody and nothing will be strong enough to stop us. But the city won't be enough then. We will rule the world. The planet will have no choice but to submit to our strength. Anyone who resists will be crushed. And all I need to make that happen is you. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. I can't do this here, though. People will notice, even now. It's too early for that to happen. I need to get you back to my place. But I do need something to hold me over until then. On the ground.
Oh god. Feeling your head in between my legs is making me even wetter than I already was. It's too open here to fuck you, so I'm going to grind your face into my pussy until you're soaked in my juices. And squeeze you between my thighs until you pass out. Don't worry, I'm just going to cut off your blood flow to your brain. I've done this so many times to criminals when nobody could see. You'll be fine. It won't kill you. I couldn't kill my perfect mate.
Yes.
This feels so good. Listen to you yelling into my pussy. Yelling like anyone could hear you. Your face crushed into me. I can feel your pulse against my muscles and your pitiful squirming against me. Can you feel my thighs slowly crushing the life out of you? Starving your brain of blood? Look at you, my juices flowing down your face as you trash around trying to free yourself. Your trashing is only making me squeeze tighter. And your resistance is only making me want you more. Is it getting hard to keep your eyes open? Good. Just surrender to sleep. There's no escape. There we go. Close your eyes. When you wake up, we can have some real fun.
Finally, you're awake. You've kept me waiting so long. It's been almost an hour. I've been using my toys non-stop since I got you back to my place. My heat has only gotten worse being so close to you. But now, I have you all for myself. There's no way to go anymore. No way out. Nobody will hear us through the walls of my compound. Which is good, because there will be a lot of noise. It's been 40 fucking 3 days. Over a month of waiting. Over a fucking month of being in heat with no relief. Tonight, that finally changes. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you so hard. I'm going to fuck you until I'm satisfied. I don't care how long it takes. I'll fuck you for hours, days, until I feel relief from this. Don't worry, though. I've made arrangements that will help your weak body last as long as I need it to. It looks like you've noticed the IV drip in your arm. I'll take that out now. It's finished. As soon as I got you back here, I hooked you up. What is it? It's a special formula I developed for when I need to go on extremely long-duration missions. It has enough nutrients in it to keep you going for 24 hours straight, I think you're going to need all 24. Now, take off your clothes. Take off your clothes. No? You saw what I did to that wall you were up against, didn't you? Do you really think it's a good idea to say no to someone who can punch their fist 6 inches into a reinforced concrete wall? Good. I'm glad you reconsidered. And don't get on the bed. It isn't strong enough to withstand the fucking I'm going to give you. I'll keep my suit on for now. I know you like it. I made it revealing on purpose, showing off my thighs and my ass, showing how strong I am. I love it when people stare. I know you fantasize about fucking me in it, but I wonder if you fantasize about me fucking you in it. Me bouncing up and down on you, slamming my thick ass into you over and over, pinning you down with my powerful thighs. Me squeezing your face into my tits as I fuck you. Only letting you come up for air right as you're about to pass out. I love thinking about how helpless you will be as I grapple with you and wrestle you to the ground time after time. So I can fuck you until you can't move, only to pump you full of more of my formula to force you to keep going. To give me more of your seed. To keep breathing with me. It's driving me wild. I've never wanted to fuck this badly. Welcome to the best 24 hours of your life. Starting right now. Ah! Yes, finally, my mate, get inside of me. Yes! You're all the way inside. After so long, I've thought about this moment every day since I first laid eyes on you. And now, it's really happening. Can you feel how hot I am? My burning, hot pussy squeezing you, pulling you in, and covering you in my juices. I'm going to grab your balls. I want to feel the seed you're getting ready to give me. Yes. Come in me. Breathe with me. Breathe with me. Breathe with me. God, that was the most powerful orgasm I've ever felt. I think the building shook. I need more of that feeling, more of your seed. Look at you, your eyes rolled back in your head. How does it feel to fuck your idol, to fuck a superhero, to fuck someone so strong? Someone so virile, so fertile. My body is aching for more of your seed, and it will take it from you. I can feel you getting close again. Twitching inside me. Feel me contracting around your cock. as my legs squeeze your body into submission. You will never escape from me. Ah, here comes another one. You can't help but come when I do. My body is so powerful, it's forcing you to come. Your body knows the right thing to do. Is breathe with me. I can still feel your pitiful attempts to escape. Good. Keep fighting. I'll never chain you up. I want you to try and get away from me. Every time you try, I'll catch you and crush your body and mine with mine before I completely fuck you into submission. I'll crush you with my thighs, arms, abs. I could use anything with how powerful I am. But the best part is, I know deep down inside you, you'll enjoy it. You'll never admit it. But even now, you're fighting with a part of you that thinks this feels so right. Being absolutely dominated, taken against your will, and being forced to breed. Oh God. Oh God. Another one. We'll have hundreds of children. My kind can breed far faster than humans, and all of them will be as powerful as me. Nobody will be able to stop me. Stop us. Every time you come, this world gets closer to being under my rule. Every earth-shattering orgasm is another step towards world domination. And once our children are old enough, they'll take mates too. We're going to give new meaning to breeding, like rabbits. Oh.